This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1219, The High Five Factor, Keep Your Relationship Interesting with Shared Goals, by Stephen Keyes of tripofalifestyle.com. Hello, everybody. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Great to have you here with me today. I think the post I've got on tap for you is really going to enliven you and get you excited about a new approach that you and your partner can maybe take together. Though if you're not involved with someone, I will say the principles of this article can certainly be applied to platonic relationships, family relationships, or even business relationships. So listen close. I'm going to start the reading now and optimize your life. The High Five Factor, Keep Your Relationship Interesting with Shared Goals, by Stephen Keyes of tripofalifestyle.com. If you want to be a happier person overall, setting and achieving personal goals is one of the best ways to do it. When you set a goal for yourself, you immediately give yourself a reason to take action, also known as purpose. This alone makes you happier in the process, and when you eventually achieve that goal, you get another dose of joy. But goals don't always have to be personal. When you set a goal together with someone you care about, even a small one, your relationship with that person can be enhanced in the same way. I call this the high five factor. The more times you find yourself high-fiving your partner, the more you're going to like each other over time. If you can mutually contribute to a goal that's big and life-changing, like a financial goal, you'll be able to reach a whole new plane of appreciation for one another while making your lives better in the process. When we tell people that we've been living in a van together for the past 5 months, without full-time jobs, while visiting every U.S. national park, the first question out of most people's mouths is, "And you haven't killed each other yet?" The largest contributor to our happiness and sanity in this process has been one thing: shared goals. Start small and accomplish something together. If you've never tried this before, start simple. Pick a small goal you can achieve together today. You don't have to pick something you both like to do, although it helps. The key is to pick something you'll get a solid high five out of at the end. Like making a delicious meal from scratch. Everybody likes food, right? In long-term relationships, it's normal for boredom to creep in. By setting out to accomplish something together, you immediately tackle this issue. To make a meal, you'll get to discuss what you want to eat, pick out a recipe, buy some ingredients, prep the food, cook it, and eat it together. The process represents several hours where, at the very least, you won't be staring at each other and saying, "What do you want to do?" Make sure the activity is compartmentalized enough that you each have a distinct role, but connected enough that you're still working as a team. If you're making a meal, you could have one person making the sides while the other person works on the main dish. Don't overthink it. Now, with most goals, the process itself represents work. Not everyone loves cooking just for the sake of cooking. You're not always going to have fun every second along the way. Recognize that what you've set up for yourselves is not just entertainment. It is a challenge, and you're going to overcome it together. Learn to laugh at the setbacks and help each other out along the way. It's all part of the process. The more struggle there is along the way, the sweeter the payoff feels when you reach the end. Compound the effects of your accomplishments. Setting a goal just for the sake of achieving something together can be cool, but if what you're doing represents legitimate effort, you should really be getting something more out of it than just a tasty meal. I mean, you could get that from a restaurant, right? The goals that are going to really transform your relationship are the ones that compound over time into something greater than the sum of their parts. Continuing with the example of making meals together, there are several bigger goals that could apply. Maybe you want to make an effort to lead a healthier life. Instead of just making a one-time meal that tastes good, try cooking meals together on a regular basis that meet your nutritional goals. If you can consistently eat good food together, stamp out boredom in the process, and slowly but surely trim your waistlines and become healthier, you're going to be high-fiving each other the entire time. What if, instead of losing weight, you want to save more money? You could shift the focus from making arbitrary meals to explicitly choosing to make food below a certain price threshold each week. And then, replace your weekly date night at an expensive restaurant with this new goal in mind. You could even keep a cumulative record of how much money you've saved in the process and take pride in adding to it each week. That would feel a lot more exciting over the long run than just eating good food. Go even bigger with setting your goals. The accomplishment of any shared goal can be a relationship win. But for us, the ones that have consistently kept us inseparable and bright-eyed have been the huge ones. Once you've accomplished a few small goals together, try to do something big together. Really big. In fact, I would recommend doing something so big that you don't know anyone else who's done it. For us, the primary goals of this type have been travel, money, and business-related. Our most recent gigantic shared goal is to visit and photograph every U.S. national park during 2019. We're currently on track to reach the last park in August. At first glance, this may look like a fairly short-term goal since our entire trip is only scheduled to be about 7 months long. However, this goal started long before 2019, because we had to be in a financial position to even attempt it first. From going to work and earning an income, to reducing our expenses in small ways, to tracking our net worth every month, to mapping out this adventure and overcoming the little challenges along the way, this one trip has been a crazy multi-year process that we've both struggled to achieve. But it's also caused us to high-five one another more times than we can even count. In addition to travel and financial goals, we also work together. Besides our separate day jobs, we've run a photography business as partners for the last decade, and now we write this blog. Being business partners with anyone can cause a little conflict from time to time, but all in all, it's caused us to come much closer together. But choose your shared goals carefully. There are a million possibilities for big shared goals, but my top recommendation when choosing one is to make sure it's something that will enhance your lives overall in the long run. This is usually something hard that involves some level of upfront sacrifice. One goal of this type that we've seen other couples successfully take on together is to become completely debt-free. This is a fantastic shared goal that is very trackable along the way and has life-altering benefits. But it's also an excellent example because it has a shady counterpart that's worth pointing out. The ungoal many couples fall for of achieving more debt together to make luxury purchases. When you take on debt to buy something like a new car, you're actually putting the payout, the car, before the hard work required to get there, paying for the car. And that could be a psychological and financial recipe for disaster. Regardless of what goals you choose for yourselves, just try to make sure you're getting fulfillment out of the effort required to get there all along the way. Remember, if you're high-fiving after a tough job well done, you're probably doing it right. You just listened to the post titled, The High Five Factor, Keep Your Relationship Interesting with Shared Goals, by Stephen Keyes of tripofalifestyle.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And big thanks to Stephen. Absolutely love this article and all the ambition he and his wife have shown. Sure sounds like a wonderful trip, doesn't it? Now, this might sound like a lot to do when you consider how busy your lives might be, and certainly if you fall into the trap of comparing your relationship goals to this massive undertaking by Stephen and his wife. But like he said, it starts small. This is much less about the size of the goal and much more about the togetherness, the partnership. Because when you set out to accomplish shared goals together, you're doing at least two important things. you're holding one another accountable, and you're checking in with one another's needs. These are two hugely important parts of a functional relationship, obviously, and you don't need to hit all the national parks in 7 months to make that happen. So start small. Bring this article to your partner and emphasize the intention of it more than the result, and see what happens. So thanks again to Stephen for a great read, and of course, thank you to all of you for being here with me to share the experience as I read it and broke it down a little bit. It's time to get out of here, though. Have a great rest of your day, everyone, and I will be here with you again tomorrow. That is where your optimal life awaits.